Hebrews chapter 5 verses 7 to 11. This morning I want to share with you on learning to endure hardship from Jesus. Okay? Learning to endure hardship from Jesus. How many of you believe Jesus went through hardship? He did. Right? He was the Son of God. But he was also man. So, you know, he had his struggles. He struggled. The Bible tells us that he struggled in every aspect that you struggled. How about that? Bible like, you know, Jesus wahanse oba muhuna dena sama amaru kamakatama unwahanse muhuna dunna kiyala. How many of you came here as refugees? How many of you came here as refugees? You know that Jesus was a refugee? When he was small, he had to go into Egypt. He was a refugee. He also had to go through emigration. He had to go to the home office in Egypt. How many of you go through financial situations? Do you know that Jesus went through financial situations? He came from a poor peasant family. They were not rich. He had those struggles. How many of you have, okay, don't lift your hand. How many, you know, some of us have issues with our brothers and sisters, right? Family problems? Well, he had family problems. They ridiculed him. They didn't believe him. So he went through everything we went through. Right? And the Bible tells us that, you know, he's our example. Unwahanse tama apage udaharanaya. And this morning, you know, I want to share with you on learning how to endure. Kohomada api igana ganne amaru kala tulin yanna. And he's the best example. Like Krishani said, it's not Job. Job is not the best example. Jesus is the best example. We can learn things from Job, but Jesus shows us the way. Because he's right there with us. Right? So let's read Hebrews chapter 5. Verse 7 onwards. Who in the days of his flesh, okay? His flesh is who in the days that Jesus walked the earth. Jesus wahanse mansa metana kena mansa vatwa sitina davas waledi kiyala e kiyanne unwahanse me loke avidda kaalaya tula. Right? When he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things he suffered. Okay, let's stop there. Unwahanse mansavat sitin davaswaladi, taman wahanse maranyen galawanta puluwan wo tanan wahanseeta balawatwa handimen ha kandulin yukta yaaknya ha kannalawa oppu kara tamange deva baya nissa uttara laba unwahanse putrekwa sitina namuth taman winda de walin kikaru kama igana gatseka. Okay, let me try and expound that. See, here the writer of Hebrews says that during the days that Jesus walked the earth, you know, he had moments of frustration. He had moments of fear. He has moments that he cried out to God. Methana kiyana apita Jesus wahanse loke avidda kaalaya tuladi unwahanse ට නොයෙකුත් අවස්ථාවලදී උන්වහන්සේ හඬා වැළපුණා උන්වහන්සේ පියාණන්ට කෑ ගැහුවා උන්වහන්සේට සමහර ස්ථානවල බය තිබුණා අප සෑම දෙනාම වගේ. Isn't that amazing? It's not only you who go through suffering, it's not only you who go through that, but Jesus went through it and he went through it for us. He went through it to show us the way. That's why Jesus said, I am the way. Right, unwahanse ebat muhuna dunne apata margaya pennanna. And you know what I see here is that that's the humanity of Jesus. Yesus wahansege e manse patta Remember, even on the cross, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? How many of you feel that even today? And you're saying, my God, why have you forsaken us? කුරුසේ උන්වහන්සේ මොන ගැස්සුවත් පියාණෙනි පියාණ මගේ දෙවියනි දෙවියනි ඇයි මාව අනාථ කර තබා තිබෙන්නේ කියලා. But that is what we go through when we are in that place of hardship. We do not see beyond our problem. We do not see because we are caught up in that. We can't see God because we think God has abandoned us. And that's a quotation, I believe, from Psalm 24. But here's the thing. Be real in your problem. Be real in your problem with God. ඔබගේ ප්‍රශ්නය තුළ ඔබ සත්‍යවන්න. You know, sometimes we kind of hide what we are going through. But Jesus didn't hide. Here the word of God clearly says he cried out with tears. Jesus wept before the Father. Imagine that. He would have said, Father, I can't do this anymore. These disciples, I don't know what's wrong with them. I'm not sure whether he said that. But you know, he cried before the Father. In the garden, we see him crying. In the garden, we see him saying, I don't know what's going to happen. How many of you fear tomorrow? You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. ඔබට හෙට වෙන දේ ඔබ සමහර දන්නේ නැහැ. And you know, but Jesus was real with the Father. Be real with God. God, right now I'm just angry. You can tell the Lord that. He's not going to get upset. But remember, his disappointment, his hardship, where was he focusing it? At God, not at people. උන්වහන්සේගේ ඒ අමාරුකම දෙවියන් වහන්සේ වෙතයි උන්වහන්සේ මේ යොමු කරේ. And he was not ashamed to cry. He was not ashamed to say, I need help. He was not ashamed of it. He was not ashamed to say, I am going through hardship. Remember in the garden, he told Peter and John, guys, can you come and pray with me? Because I need you right now. Come and watch with me. He was not ashamed to say, you know, he didn't say, well, I'm Jesus, you know, what will they think if I tell them I need prayer? Who? He didn't say that. Because he was real. Be real with what you are going through. But focus it at God, not at people. Because if we are real, you know, sometimes we tend to, because of our upset, we can focus it on people and man. We have World War II then, 3, 4. But seriously, he was not ashamed to get help. That's what I see here. Unwanse lajjana, you know, sometimes we're like, oh, don't tell so-and-so I'm going through this problem. Don't tell anyone, but can you please pray for me? Why are we ashamed? From where does shame come? Comes from the devil. Don't be ashamed to say, pray for me, please. Lajja wenne pa kiyanna, ma wenuwen yaaknya karanna. I'm really struggling in my faith right now. Can you please pray for me? Whom are you trying to fool by being ashamed? Whom are you trying to fool? Yourself and no one else. Yourself and no one else. Whether, you know, even, and this is for me as well. If I'm struggling with something, I need to be able to say, please, church, pray for me. Not to say, well, I'm the pastor. I don't go through problems. Only the congregation goes through problems. That's what I thought long ago when I was a young Christian. I thought people up there were beyond even reach. Now I know. And you know what? Whoever you are, you can be a pastor, you can be a leader, you're still human. And we need each other. අපිට එකිනෙකව අවශ්‍යයි. So you know, don't be ashamed, because Jesus was not ashamed. And it says how he offered up prayers and supplications. Okay, I'm not going to define prayers, but supplication is praying beyond your normal prayer. Right? It's praying beyond your normal prayer. It's praying through. Deerghava yaaknya kirima kannalawwa kiyanne eka tama. Nikan, oh God, you know, bless me today. Fine, God, give me a good day. No. Supplication. Natan kannalawwa kiyanne deerghava yaaknya kirima. Right through your hardship, you need to be in prayer. You don't let go. Right? That is what helps you to be connected, to be running with the Lord. Because prayer is so, so important. Right? And he said, he offered up prayers with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. See, Jesus focused his frustrations, his fears, what he was going through, like I said, not at someone else, but at God who was able to help him. At God who was able to help him. Because Jesus knew it was only God who could take him through. Jesus wants to danagatta deviyan wahanseta pamanai puluwang une un wahanse me kaale tulin giniyanna. And his focus was God. You know, your focus is not a person in your problem. Your focus is God. Your problem may come because of a person, but that's not the focus of your problem. You focus on God to be able to go through it every day. And, you know, Jesus didn't get stuck in only seeing his hardship. Yesus wahanse unwahansege prashne vitarakma dakke naha. But he set himself up for victory by focusing on God. Unwahanse prashne vitarak dakala ane mate, you know, mane mata ane pawu ane mate ehema neve. Unwahanse hitune deval hangune deval unwahanse kiwa piyananta. Eto unwahanse dakka prashneyata idriyen. He saw beyond that. And that's why, like, this morning as we were worshiping, I sense the Lord saying, don't allow the devil to blind you and to deceive you from seeing God. From seeing God. Because that's what the enemy will want you to do. Yakshara ekatama, yaksha balapurutuane. Because even with Job, you know, the devil said, fine, I will show, you know, he told God, I'll show you why Job is really worshiping you. See God beyond what you're going through. See God beyond that hardship. Devyan vahanseva dakinna, e prashneta vediyen. You know, we will always have problems. How many of you are waiting for the day that you won't have a problem? Come on, be honest. Right, I'll see you in heaven. That's where you will not have problems. You're going to have issues in this world. You're going to have frustrations. You're going to have hardship. Get up, you know, like I sometimes tell the kids, you know, get to grips with it. So Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. You will have relational problems. I am not a prophet of doom, but that is our world. Ape loke ekai. Prashna tiyenwa. Et deviyan wahanse apawa kandamanne prashna tulin yanda. God calls us to go through, to endure through that hardship. And when we understand that, our focus is going to be Him. So, the first area that I see here is about prayer. And you know, see your situation in the eyes of God. That's what Jesus did. He showed us how hard it was. It is hard. It is hard. I'm not saying it's not. But it can be easier to go through it when God is lifting you up. When your eyes are on the Lord. Because otherwise, what's going to happen is we will not see beyond our situation ever. අපි කවදාකවත් අපේ ප්‍රශ්නයට ඉදිරියෙන් අපිට දකින්න වෙන්නේ නැහැ. අපිට හැමදාම ප්‍රශ්න කියලා. See beyond that. To see beyond that is to see God. It's to see God. Some of you are going through hard stuff right now. I feel sorry for you. But you know what? What is God saying? What is God doing in you? Sometimes there's a breaking that happens in us. Sometimes, you know, come on, you know, I know this because through the hardship, I get softened. Because I have to lean on God. And that's what we're gonna see in the next point. But remember, prayer is important. And you know, interesting thing here. It says that Jesus' prayer was heard because of his godly fear. උන්වහන්සේගේ දේව බය නිසා උන්වහන්සේගේ කන්න ලව්වට දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඇහුම් කන් දුන්නා කියලා. And you know, this section has been like mind-boggling for me at times because it's talking about walking with God. You know, godly fear is not being perfect. Right, දේව බය කියන්නේ සර්ව සම්පූර්ණ නෙවෙයි. දේව බය කියන්නේ උන්වහන්සේට ගරුත්වයෙන් ඇවිදීම. You know, godly fear is respecting God, it's loving God, it's walking with the Lord. Right? And the word of God is very clear here. It says, because he had godly fear, God heard his prayer. Does that mean that God does not hear our prayer sometimes? Yes. Okay. When we pray in the wrong way, with the wrong attitude, with the wrong intention, God does not hear our prayer. Devyan, I know, you know, people say, yeah, God hears our prayer always. But look, you know, read James 4 verse 3. It says, because people had selfish ambitions, God didn't hear their prayer. Simple. But remember, church, you have godly fear. You're coming here on a Sunday because you have got that godly fear. But deva baya thiyenawa. And deva baya kiyanne, my God, what is God doing, going to do? No, it's about your love for him. It's about walking with him. It's about a relationship. Unwanse samaga thiyena sambandhatawayak. See, I believe all of you, God hears your prayer because you have a relationship with God. God does not hear the prayer of someone who humiliates him. God does not hear the prayer of someone who curses God. But God hears the prayers of his servants. God hears the prayers of his children. Are you a child of God? Some of you are not sure. Are you not sure? Who is not a child of God? Okay, forget it. You know, sometimes we think, because I've done all these things wrong, God may not answer my prayer. සමහර අපි හිතා මමගේ මේ වැරදි හින්දා දෙවියන් වහන්සේ මගේ යකන් ලව්වට ඇහුම්කන් දෙන්නේ නැහැ. It doesn't say that. It talks about godly fear. It doesn't talk about you in what you have done. It's about how you see God. It's about how you see God. Okay, so that I want to just, you know, bring that in there. But the next point I really want to highlight today is the next is where it says he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and that got me. Right? මෙතන කියන ඔහු පුත්‍රයෙක් එහෙත් උන් වහන්සේ කීකරු භාවය ඉගෙන ගත්තේ උන් වහන්සේගේ අමාරුකම් තුලින්. Now the first thing I when I saw that was, does that mean that Jesus was disobedient? What does the word say there? Do you see that in your Bible? He learned obedience. Unwahanse ki karubhavaya iganagatta. See that in your Bible. He learned obedience. And, you know, he learned obedience through the hardship he faced. Now, as I said, he was the Son of God, but he was also a man. He was God and man. And it was the man side of him that needed to learn that obedience. E manushya natha manse kotasata tama e kikuru bhavaya avashya une. E deviyan wahansege pattata nove. See, let me ask you something. Why do you struggle, or why do we all struggle in our hardship? What? Give me one reason. Huh? Why? You know what is the struggle that we go through? Not enough patience. Why? Fear, consolation. Why? Because you want to be in control. You want to know what's going to be happening. You want to be above the situation. You want to know. You want to walk according to your strength. All of us. Sorry, when I said you, I should say we. Right? Apitone. Ape palane anuwa jeevath wenna. And this is where Jesus learned that obedience, to lean on God. Metana tama etana ki karu bhavaya deviyan wahanse mata yapima. Enduring the cross was not easy. Kuruseta muhuna deema lehesi na. Walking on the earth was not easy. Jesus was God. He could have said, I don't need the Father, I don't need the Holy Spirit. And he didn't need to have them, but yet he chose, because that is where obedience came. Etana tama ki karu bhavaya aave. Unwahansete balaya thibba. Eth unwahanseya thiranaya kara. Mata piyanan, mata suddhatmayan wahanse, mata avashyai kiya. The word there is, the Greek word talks about submission and compliance. The word obedience, it really talks about submission and compliance. Etana e Greek vachaneya, e kikaru bhavaya kiyana vachaneya is hypako. Etana kiyanne yatahatvima saha ekangavima. Yatahatvima ekangavima. It's to be compliant with God, it's to walk together with him, it's to submit to God. In other words, to come under God's protection. Come under God's covering. See, Jesus could have easily slipped out of God's covering, because he had the strength. And that's what we do, isn't it? We slip out because we first look at what we have. The resource we have. The strength we have. The wisdom I have. But Jesus learned how to comply with the Father, how to walk together with the Father, even through that hardship. And this is so, so important for us, church. And he was in alignment. How? According to the will, exactly. Exactly. Exactly, exactly. And you know, this is what we struggle with. If you're honest, that's what you struggle with, isn't it? Because, you know, I find difficult to walk with God's timing. But Devyan Mahansage Kaliata Anua Amaru Yavidin. Because Nishan, as you said, I want to get this done quickly. I want the problem to be finished quickly. I want my wife to change quickly. How many of you know that doesn't happen quickly? It's about endurance. It's about a process. ඒක දීර්ඝ කාලයක් තුල. You know, it's not about my right. Submission is not about my right. It's about his right. යටහත් වීම කියන්නේ මගේ අයිතිවාසිකම ගැන නෙවෙයි. උන්වහන්සේට යටහත් වීම. උන්වහන්සේට ඉඩ දෙන්න මගේ ජීවිතේ ක්‍රියා කරන්න. You have to let go. Some of us, we are holding on to things. සමහර අපි සමහර දෙනෙක් නොයක දේවල් අල්ලගෙන ඉන්නවා. අතාරින්නේ නෑ. මම්මයි අතාරින්නේ නෑ. You know, some of us are holding on. I'm not going to give in. But it's about letting go and being strong in God. The moment you hold on and you refuse to let go and you demand your right, you're saying, God, I'm on my own here. ඔබ අත්තරින් නැතුව ඔබේ අයිතිවාසිකම අල්ලගෙන තදින් කිව්වා නෑ මම මේක මම කරගන්නවා කියලා. ඔබ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කියන්නේ ස්වාමිනී මම තනියෙන් මම ඔබත් එක්ක ඇවිදින්නේ නෑ දැන්. You know, some of you know because last week Shamindra was told that by one of the girls in the school, said, oh, your skin color is like poo. Right? He's gone into middle school, so you know he's experiencing a tougher school environment. So he came back and he said, you know, this girl said this to me. And actually, I remember even when Sean was small, he had an experience where a girl said, don't come near me because your skin color is, you know, is not good. Now, we prayed with him. I got others to pray. And we told him how to face the situation. අපි කිව්වා ඔහුට කොහොමද මුහුණ දෙන්නේ මේ ප්‍රශ්නෙට. Now we could have gone to a situation to say, oh poor thing, I'm going to make a complaint to the school and make kicked up a huge fight. Okay? Now, if we did that, he's not going to learn how to face the world. He's not going to learn how to go to God even if he hears racist comments. And that's what I'm saying. It's not depending on your strength. It's going to God. And that's what Jesus learned. That's what Jesus learned. Right? And we told him, look, this is how we do. Let's pray. See, if you see racism as racism, that's what you will see. But if you see this as something that he needs to be strong, next time he's going to just say, because God is his strength. And in our situations, it's the same. See, as soon as I said, because of you love him, you said, oh, don't just be there. Please feel sorry for people. But try and help people to move on from there. You know, try and help people to move on from there because you have to be strong in the Lord. You know, today, I didn't even tell Krishna what I was going to preach on. You know, she hit the nail on the head right at the beginning of the service. Be strong in the Lord. That's the key for us. Deviyan vahanse tulla shaktimat vima tama apita avashya de. And here's the thing. That girl just triggered how much Shamindra needed Jesus. Your wife will trigger how much you need Jesus. Your husband will trigger how much you need Jesus. Your mother, your father, your children will trigger how much you need Jesus. It's not their fault. It's about you strengthening yourself and learning obedience, submission, letting go of your right, holding on to God. Stop blaming people. Stop blaming people for your problems. Tell the person next to you, stop blaming people for your problems. Anitha ayata dos kiyanne pa obage prashneta. When did Jesus blame someone else for his hardship? When? Never. The children of God do not blame somebody else for their problems. The children of God will go to their Father and be made strong in Him. You know, whether it's your sickness, whether it's your car situation, whether it's whatever you're going through, be strong in the Lord. Learn obedience. Obedience here is not about this is right, this is wrong. It is about obeying to be where God wants me to be. So that I can draw from Him. So that I can be strong in Him. See, Jesus never lost sight of the end. Unwahanse antimaya gana unwahansege avadanya tibuna. You know, don't hold on to the things of the past. Some of us can't move forward because we are still, something happens, you bring 1945 back again. Even before you were born. When will you choose to let go? When will you choose obedience to God? Because here's the thing. You need freedom. I need freedom. I need freedom. You know, I told you how I met up with Pastor Raja. Because I needed to let go. I needed to let go. Others, everything, yeah, you know, I got so hurt. You always go back to that. I needed to let go. Letting go meant holding on to God. So that God changes my heart. God changes my heart, not anybody else. It's not the way someone treats me. Someone can treat me nicely, someone can treat me so shabbily. That is not how my heart is about how I am walking in obedience to God. කාට හරි පුළුවන් මට හොඳට සලකන්න නරකට සලකන්න ඒත් මගේ හදවතේ ශක්තිය ඉන්නේ මම දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තුල මම කොච්චර ශක්තිමත්ද අන් අය ගැන නෙවෙයි you know because Jesus never blamed anybody he didn't blame his brothers and sisters saying look at them you know they are treating me like this he knew that he needed the father at that moment Do you know how much you need God in your hardship? You know, tomorrow when you guys go to school in the morning, you know, kids come screaming in. It's saying, God, I'm holding on to you. God, I want to walk in obedience. Ki krubavya tula swamini, what have you been known? And I'm going back even to the first one because I put this here, is learn to need help. Be humble. Be humble. James 4:6 says, God gives more grace. Devyan wants apne karunava denawa. But he gives grace when you are humble. Unwahanse apita kikaru bhave, api nihatamaninakota apita karunava denawa. Because my pride will say, I don't need anybody. Let living waters hang. I don't need them at all. God and me, let's go together. That's not how God created us. God created us to need each other. Everyone. And we learn that in the hard way at times. Api samata amaruk kale tulindam api igana ganne. You know, our young people, you know, we have a thing where we call it the SOS responders. Anyone goes through a problem, they start texting. Please pray for me. Please pray for me. Text Noreen immediately. I know some of you do that. But you know, when you're tomorrow in the office, you may need prayer immediately. You can't wait till Sunday. Text somebody. Text the pastors. Text somebody in the church and say, pray for me right now. See what God does. when you open yourself out to say, I need help. You know, the most difficult thing in hardship is that it's still there. Isn't it? But here's the thing. You know, be honest with yourself. What do you desire most in your hardship? That the problem will be over, isn't it? Isn't that so? Right? Amaru kale thula api balagene inne mokada? Kavada ivara veido kiyana kota. Right? And this is something that God spoke to me this morning. We focus and wait till it's over. Right? We wait till it's over. But we don't focus enough on how much more we need God for today, for your hardship. Our desire is, I want it to be over. Ape asava, ape labbiyava, kavada ivaraveida, kavada ivaraveida. Eka ivaravei deviyan wahanse kiyanakota, eka ivaravei kiyanakota. It will finish when God says it's over. But until such time, he's saying, hold on to me. If our desire, if our desire can be where, God, today, I know I'm going through the problem, but my desire today is to know more of you, to be strengthened more in you. Obatula tawat shakti matvenna. How much more equipped will you be to climb the mountain? How much more equipped will you be to be victorious? See, we wait till it's over because we think that that's going to be the end of my problems. Not knowing there may be 100 problems joining us on the way. Am I talking sense or rubbish? God, I'm going through a situation right now. But if I'm waiting till that problem is over, I get tired, I feel hopeless. But it's never ending, no? Kavadakwat ivaravenna ne prashne. I'm waiting till my wife changes. It's never happening. You know, it's just an example, right? But here's the thing. She's never changing because I am not changing. I am perfect. I've forgotten how much I need God to change my heart, my attitudes, to be a loving husband. I've forgotten to let go of my past because I'm still holding on to that and refusing to hold on to God. But here's the thing. When your focus has to be God and not the end of the problem. You know where you're going. Your end of the problem is God's victory. Your end of the problem is not, thank God, no more problems. And this is our human nature. May ape man say, see, when it is God, we draw from him. We hide in him. Yet when the end of the problem is our focus, we get discouraged. I don't know. I'm a dharma prashna. That's what we say, isn't it? God, I've just got enough. I just want my life to end. Why? Because you're waiting till the problem is over. You are not choosing to be obedient as Jesus was obedient and to come into agreement with the Father, to draw from him and focus on him. You know, the children of Israel, how many years did they go around in the wilderness? 40 years. Anyone faced a problem for the last 40 years? Huh? You know, here's the thing. they had to depend on God for today, for tomorrow. It was over when God said it was over. And it's over usually when I have learned something, when I am changed, when I am victorious in the Lord. They had to learn to depend on God for their food. And here's the thing, they couldn't get yesterday's food. Every day was new food, new manna, other than on the Sunday or the Sabbath. Dinapata manna, you know, there were miracles that happened that they didn't realize. Their shoes just grew. Yeah. Their shoes just grew. As they grew, the shoes grew. Their clothes, imagine, that's superb, isn't it? You don't need a new wardrobe because your clothes are growing with you. That's what happened in the wilderness. And when God said, now the time is right, then they said, okay, let's go into the promised land. But until that time, God's presence was with them, and they had to be obedient to the Lord. They answered, "Ki karu enda thibuna." So, you know, those of you who are going through hardship this morning, look at your Father. Look at your Father, your Heavenly Father. Allow your heart to say, God, this is hard. You know, like Jesus cried, cry before him. Cry before him. But set yourself up for his victory. Set yourself up for his victory. Unwahansage jayagrahanayata oba e sthanayata enna. You know, Hebrews chapter 5 verses 12 to 14. Hebrew pahe 12 sita 14 kiyenawa. It says, you know, by this time you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. You have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes of only milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. You see there? Itana peenawada? Itana kiyenawa kiribona babbunta bæ dharmishta bhavaye wachanaya hadaranna. Now, this is what I'm saying here. Solid food belongs to those who are of full age. Those who by reason have used their senses exercised to discern good, both good and evil. Metana dev wacana kiyanne Hebrew pahe 12 sita 14. Etana kiyanne like, you know, like what Sister Fanny said earlier, if use the word of God. Use the word of God to grow, to mature. Don't just come on the Sunday, listen to something and go back. You're going to be a baby for the rest of your life. Choose maturity. Choose to eat the meat. Imagine if I came next Sunday in a pamper with a bottle of milk. I know, don't go there. But seriously, that's how it is, isn't it? You're laughing. But some of us are there. Some of us are there. Because we can't be bothered. We don't have time. I don't know. Stop giving excuses, but begin to grow in the Lord. Begin to grow in the Lord. See, we go through hardship, but the first your first point of contact is God, you and God together. You and God together. You have to grow in the Lord. You have to grow. Look at Hebrews 6. I'm going to close with this. Hebrews 6, verse 13 to 15. Parin, can you change this? It's Hebrews 6, 13 to 15. Hebrew 6, 13 to 15. When God made a promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. See, God promises by himself. He gives you a promise on his honor. Hebrews 6:13 to 15. Look at this. It says, surely a blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. Praise God for that amazing promise. So after he had, read this with me. Endured. He obtained the promise. You see that there? Singala Bible e penoda monada kiyanne kiyala ohu ivasillen sita e kaalaya tulin giyaata passe tama porondwa labune. God gives you a promise to take you on, to help you to go there, but you have to endure. How do you endure? By obedience, through obedience. And the final thing is that it says how Jesus was the first. Even, you know, he led the way. Unvanse idirin giya. And what you go through is also for someone else. What you go through is also for someone else. It's for someone else. Right? See, even in the scripture that we read earlier, in our main scripture, it says, having been perfected. In Hebrews 5, 7 to 11, it says, having been perfected. Sampurnatwe, taman vahanse, sampurnatwe, sampurnakanal karada passe, e porondwava. God's trying to perfect something in you. God's trying to perfect something in you. It's not about your neighbor. It's not about the issue that I'm going through, but it's about me. It's about me and God. It's about me and God and how much more I need him. That will make you strong. The problem going away will not make you strong. It will give you relief. We all want relief. But we also want to be strong. And that strength comes through your obedience to God. Let's close our eyes.